Nolte, Arizona diversity activists falsely accuse black man of wearing blackface. By John Nolte on April 18, 2022. Two so-called diversity activists in Arizona falsely accused a black man of wearing blackface. But even after being told the man in question was black, one still accused him of wearing blackface. This week, an ASU instructor and a librarian, who hold themselves out as being diversity, equity, and inclusion (DEI) gurus, falsely accused a black DJ of wearing blackface during a charity event for the Scottsdale Unified School District, reports the Arizona Independent News Network. The Scottsdale Unified School District's Hopi Elementary PTA hired a black man named Kim Coco Hunter to disc jockey for a charity event that reportedly raised $300,000. Stuart Roden and Jill Lawson are the McCarthyite wokeitards in question. Rhodes is an instructor in ASU's University College teaching an entry-level college orientation-type class, and Lawson has earned a reputation for her abusive behavior towards other parents she refers to as super-rich white Karens, according to the outlet. Further, Roden is a member of Scottsdale Unified's Equity and Inclusion Committee and the Scottsdale Human Relations Commission, which is all about promoting diversity. Lawson is a Scottsdale Parent Council, SPC, Day Committee co-chair. And they both sound like a load of laughs. Actually, they sound like a couple of neurotic scolds who boost their self-esteem by screaming witch. Whenever the occasion arises. Oh, yes, the fascist streak is strong with these two. According to the local report, both saw photos of Hunter. Assumed, for whatever batty reason, he was a white guy wearing blackface, and immediately went on the attack against the Scottsdale Unified School District's Hopi Elementary PTA for hiring a blackface DJ. The charity event had a 70s-era disco theme. All Hunter was wearing was his usual face along with 70s-style clothes and a wig. After Lawson was informed of the truth, she at least had the decency to apologize. Roden, however, continued to accuse the black DJ of wearing blackface. Get a load of his Facebook post after being informed Hunter is black. Let me be clear, a black man, apparently in blackface, is an entirely different discussion than a white person. However, I did not state that the person was white. It was assumed that was my intent, and perhaps it was. But nonetheless, looking on his FB page, photos below, it seems at the very least he is in darker makeup if not blackface, or I am completely mistaken and it's the lighting of the patio. It's extraordinary that two people who are so obviously damaged have been allowed to rise into positions of power and influence. For his part, Hunter sounds like an adult who was able to let it go. The New York Post says he responded to the nonsense on Facebook with good humor, "Was I not black enough? How black do I got to be for people to know that I'm an actual black person?" he wrote. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.